We try to play with great pace. We try to play with great pace. Ran a lot of pick and roll, pick and pop type actions. Oh, you'll see us play. Some people look at the guy next to him and say, what the hell was that shot? Hell, I could have been Gronk before Gronk was Gronk.
Welcome back to another edition of Corn Nations of Bangarangs and Daggers. I am your host, Patrick Gerhart, and with me, as always, on the eastern end of Nebraska, Nate McHugh. Nathan, how are we tonight?
Doing great. I had a thought today, a deep thought. I was driving home from Omaha, and we had this beautiful sunset, and I tried to take a picture as I was driving, but, you know, I know I shouldn't, but I took a picture, and I thought, God, well, just, you know, pictures never do these things justice. And I thought, you know, maybe that's God's way of saying, just put your phone down. Just stop. There's a reason why it doesn't do it justice. So put your phone down. So now we had a great sunset today. So it's pretty awesome. My wife missed it, but
it's that time of year.
Yes, it is.
You know, usually the fall, the sun rises and the sunsets are usually the best. I'm more of are you a sunset person or a sunrise person? I'm a sunrise person over sunsets.
Well, for my house.
When was the last sunrise you saw?
Oh, this week. I got up on Tuesday or Wednesday and went for a walk at 6:30 in the morning. And
nice.
Yeah, and I thought, I think it was 40-some degrees that morning, and I thought, it is cold. And I know that in about 4 or 5 months, I'm like, that's going to sound pretty good, you know, those temperatures.
Dude, in a couple months, that's going to be shorts weather.
Yeah, but right now it was sweatpants, hoodie, you know, everything. And I took my dog for a walk, and it was nice just to get her out.
Nice. So, well, you know, it takes, you know, a little time to acclimate. Got to get used to it. Can't just jump into it. So that's a good, you went for a walk.
Yeah, I thought, because I don't want to, I try to wait, I hold off caffeine as long as I can. And I know if I get up, if I go for a walk, it'll wake me up and do that instead. So that was
my drink,
thought.
Do you eat or drink anything before you go for a walk?
No, I don't eat. I eat one meal a day. So
you eat one meal a day. Which one is it?
Dinner.
And you just load up like 2,000-3,000 calories, good to go?
I eat more than I normally would if I ate, you know, four meals a day. But it's not that much more, you know. It's maybe like an extra helping. So I don't know. I'm trying to drop the LBs. So
yeah, one meal a day, good luck with that.
No, I've been doing it for a while, and I really actually, it's not one of those things like,
your body's acclimated to it, basically.
Yes.
Cool. All right.
I've been like slowly making my way, and like not even purposely, and I really don't enjoy breakfast, and so I'd always eat lunch.
That's my favorite meal. Love breakfast. Love breakfast. Oh.
I like the breakfast food. I don't like eating in the morning.
Yeah.
I started eating less and less for lunch. And then I usually work out over lunch. And then I would have like Greek yogurt or like a protein something after I work out.
You eat a little something. Okay.
No. I used to. I don't anymore.
Oh, okay.
And I thought there's no way, because after you like work out, I'm going to be so hungry anyways. But then Lent this past year, I said, I'm going to do 40 days, one meal a day. And so that's what I did, which, by the way, it's easier for me than it is for your loved ones because
were you a little hangry there for a while?
There are times you're a little hangry, but then also your mother-in-law or your mother or your wife are like, because then I want to eat later if I want to have like a drink or two. And then, they want to eat at like 6. I'm like, well, I actually don't want to eat yet. And so then they get kind of like off put about it. So, So yeah, and I remember how we came on this topic, but yeah.
Eating, waking up early in the morning. You know, the one thing I will put in your head to try. I started doing it a few months ago, and you, like myself, are becoming more of an elder.
Yes.
First thing you do in the morning, drink like a glass of water. It's a bigger pick-me-up than you realize.
It's not a bad idea.
I drink, like, the first thing I do, I wake up, I do stuff, and, like, you know, get ready, and then I go into the kitchen, I drink 24 ounces within a couple minutes, and it picks you up quicker than coffee will.
Do you have water at your bed? Bed?
No, I don't do that. If I had water by my bed, I would knock it over.
Oh, okay.
So you might be good to go. But yeah, no, if I had water by my bed, I'd knock it over at some point in the night. It would happen. It would happen. But no, I down water, good to go.
I'm actually game for not having water and just waiting till the morning. That's fine. If that would help. Yeah, I just try to put off caffeine as long as I can, and then, you know, so.
Yeah, actually, I hope Saturday, we go back to that someday, but I've got not quite 1 year old who's still not sleeping at night. Yep. So yeah, 3-4 hours of sleep. I do what I can to get through the day.
Yeah. I get it.
No, it's good. It's good. Well, we don't have a whole lot to talk about in terms of Nebraska ball, but we do have one little secret thing, or semi-secret, if you want to call it that. They have let it slip, like normal, that Nebraska is going to do a secret scrimmage. Historically, we've played teams such as Iowa State, Hastings, who else? I'm trying to think.
Well, wasn't it Mississippi State one a couple years
ago? Yeah, about 2 years ago, and then we had to play them again where they beat it. Yeah, that was a tough year. But anyway, it has been announced that on October 26th, Nebraska will head down south to Wichita State University at Coach Arena and play the Shockers for a secret scrimmage. Now, the Shockers are in the Missouri Valley Conference, Creighton's old conference. And Missouri Valley Conference has not quite been the same since Creighton left, you know, depending on how you look at it. But the Shockers are good. They have been good for quite some time. They've got a good coach. And this could be a good test for a very untested Hoiberg squad this year. I don't know what information we're going to get out of it. We really do. We kind of hear a little bits and pieces, but rarely is there any statistics. There's no real play-by-play. It's a lot of stop-and-go type playing. Both teams work on stuff. I don't think there's really even a clock. If there is, it's stopped a lot. So it's not like as a spectator you're going to get a lot, but it's one of those things where the coaches and the players will get a lot out of it before their first exhibition game against an even lesser team. This year, Nebraska plays Doan. Yes, Doan.
Very much lesser. Very much.
Yeah, very, very much. Very much. No offense to Doan. It would be nice if we played Wesleyan again. You know, the 2017, 2018 Division III national champs. It'd be nice if we played them.
Well, that probably wouldn't be a good idea because they might make it a game. And
yeah, exactly.
Actually, the year after I stopped playing basketball at Wesleyan, or it was the year of that I stopped, Nebraska actually played Wesleyan at the Devaney, and it was tied at halftime. And I was at the game, and I'm like, what? I'm like, I play basketball with these guys like every day. And they're tied with Nebraska. You know, and then Nebraska blows their doors off in the second half. But
that was back when Mo Iba was coach, right?
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Yes. Very. Yep. Yep. That's
you're
how old I am.
You're younger than me, so I can make those jokes.
Yes. Yeah. I remember that. Just watching the guys play. I'm like, man, they're sticking with them. It wasn't a very good Nebraska team, but I wish we could go to that game. That'd be fun. The Wichita State game.
Yeah, I'd like to see him.
Yeah, Greg Marshall is one of my favorite coaches. I don't know if he'll ever leave, but he's,
you know, if it was going to happen, I think it would have already. Don't you? He's at a good school with good support in a conference he can dominate.
Yes.
Yep. And basketball is not like football. Basketball, you can be in a lesser conference and be very happy. Not just quality of players wise, but also financially.
Just think, yeah, he's made the NCAA tournament the past 6 years. He's made a Final Four and a Sweet 16. You know, at Wichita State, Nebraska can't even get a NCAA tournament win.
No, he's happy. Wichita State's happy. Unless something big popped up for him, I don't see him leaving. Like he would almost have to leave for like a Kentucky, don't you think?
Yeah, I think it's gonna have to be. UNC
can't. Hey, can't. Leading Kansas, into our next topic.
Speaking, well, he wouldn't have to go very far. You know,
it's, well, not only is Kansas looking down the barrel of some NCAA sanctions, but Snoop Dogg got him into a little bit of trouble, didn't they?
I woke up Saturday morning, and I think maybe someone posted on Slack the Kansas's athletic director, his statement on the fact on what happened.
Now, that's a great statement. Now, going back to video. It was especially, it was like a student night, fan night, and they had Snoop Dogg perform, and there was cheerleaders there dancing seductively, and then Snoop Dogg had this cannon full of Snoop dollars.
Snoop dollars, oh man.
And he sprayed it into the girls a little bit, like strippers. And then into the crowd, and people were offended, understandably so. Because this is supposed to be kind of a family event, right?
Oh, and I was thinking, because I was at the fan fest, you know, and I thought, what would happen? This is after the fact, you know, after Kansas. I'm like, just think if someone brought, essentially, they look like stripper poles.
Nebraska, you know? The fans would burn Pinnacle down.
Oh, they would leave. I mean, yeah, they would leave. They would boo. They would, I mean, I don't know boo, but, you know,
the
they'd
next
be like,
3 days, Omaha World Herald and the Lincoln Journal Star would be just, yeah.
Oh, and the best part of that statement, I think, was his last name's Long, the athletic director at Kansas, saying, I guess I didn't understand what acrobatic dancers meant or something like that.
He's like, hey, we're getting Circus DLA or whatever it was.
Yeah, acrobatic dancers. And they said they worked with Snoop Dogg's managers and how they want to make sure it's a clean act and all that, and maybe it was clean, but you can't. I mean, it's called optics, you know, right? It's
as Snoop drives up, he opens up his car door, and this billow of smoke just flows out.
Yeah,
Snoop. Honestly, like in terms of like what he's done, he seems like he's a great guy. In terms of everything he's done, community wise, he actually does this really good public image, clean wise, at least compared to, you know, how we started with, you know, and West Coast gangster rap and stuff like that. But, you know, he's still Snoop.
Did you own any of his albums growing up?
Yeah, I had a hidden Doggy Style when I was in junior high school. See, back in the day, for everybody who's under the age of, I don't know, 30, when you got albums, you got this parental, you know, if they had naughty words and stuff like that, it had a parental advisory sticker on it. And you had to hide them from your parents. And I had Doggy Style, and I still do somewhere. So I remember burning it a couple years ago to my hard drive, and I have it on my system. But yeah, I have Doggy Style. What do you have? Or did you have any?
No, I didn't have any. I remember friends of mine had Doggy Style, The Last Meal, but The Godfather, I remember that. Or The Dogfather.
Dogfather.
Sorry. No, my first...
Dogfather, wasn't that when he went down to... what record label out of Louisiana?
Oh,
never mind. I'm getting too deep.
That's it. No.
You know what I'm talking about, right? You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, with Dre, right?
Master P's. Yeah. Wasn't it Master P's record label?
Yeah, what's it called?
We're getting into stuff I knew 10 years ago, but I don't remember now. No Limit.
Death Row.
Death Row was Suge Knight's.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
I think that was Doggy Style was on.
Yeah, okay.
I don't remember. Anyway.
You know what my first album was? My mom actually bought it for me. I think she didn't have a clue, but it was Bone Thugs and Harmony, Art of War, and
dude, that was a good album.
It is, and I actually
it holds.
Yes, it, and I today, about
it's,
bought
it's
it last
still
week.
Good. Ooh, dude, that's good.
My mom, you know, go ahead.
Tell me your mom's story.
Okay, I don't think she had any idea what was going on about the music, I would play it for her, and because I had
if you hear the harmonies, it's good.
Yes,
it's good R&B.
Yes,
and if you're a parent, you gotta listen to what they're saying.
And she just, and I was surprised that she didn't just like take it away and throw it in the trash. She actually said, "All right, Nate, I will buy you any two, because Art of War was two CDs. I'll buy you any two other albums.
Two CDs.
That are clean."
It was a double.
Okay, sorry. It was a double.
For all those.
And she said, "Jeez,
I'm an audiophile, man."
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I swear by it. Like, no, I'm an audiophile.
But she said, buy any two that are clean, and actually the two I bought, and then she wanted to replace them essentially, and I'm not proud of one of them, but one was Boys to Men Seasons, I think, and then the other one was Oasis. So,
which Oasis album?
Oh. I'll have to look it up, but that was, yeah. So that's, I got rid of that, but no, it's a great, Be Here Now is the album.
That's a good one.
Yeah. So anyways,
my first album was Aerosmith's Get a Grip.
So what's a single out of that? Cause I don't know their albums. I know their songs, but
Eat the Rich. Yeah. Amazing.
Oh, okay.
There's a bunch of that. There was a ton of singles off of it. And the front cover was a cow udder that was pierced.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just like my parents, I'm surprised. If it wasn't for Aerosmith, I probably wouldn't have been able to get it, to be honest with you.
I remember.
They're like, we know Aerosmith. They weren't, you know, huge fans, but Dad kind of liked them. You know, it was like, a little bit past their. Anyway, but yeah, no, that was my first one. So I because it's Aerosmith, I proudly say it. It's not like I got, I don't know, the Baha Men or whatever as the first one.
Yeah, it's not bad. Yeah.
Bone Thugs is good, man.
I'm
not huge into hip hop. I'm no expert or whatsoever in it, but that's true. Bone Thugs is not a good. It's not a bad one to start out with at all.
Well, we also all of us had The Chronic and The Chronic 2001. Oh, I love those are great. But
they're both on my phone right now. I'm looking at them.
Speaking of music on my phone, my 4-year-old daughter seems to really enjoy Limp Bizkit. I don't know why. And I try to, like, every time I listen to it and then, you know, the swear words come on, I just yell, you know, like, well, I know it's because I know all the words. And so, like, what? I just start yelling. And I don't know if my kids haven't yet picked it up, but seems like the beat.
I'm not going to defend Limp Bizkit, but their first album, $3 Bill, y'all, it had some songs. I want to say the last song was like 13 minutes long. The band as a whole is very talented. The drummer, bassist, guitarist, Wes Borland is an amazing guitarist. John Otto is a great drummer. But for some reason, when you put them together to what Fred Durst wants to do, it just it can get kind of ugly. But there are some songs out there that Limp Bizkit does that do come together. Yeah, Faith is on that album, and that's not one of the ones I'm talking about at all.
Well, that's the one I know. So,
that's what everybody knows. And they did, you know, they did a bang up job with it. But there's some songs on there that it's like, yeah, you guys are a good band. But unfortunately, they went a route that didn't really show that.
I think they started like the rock, the hard rock with some rap. You know,
they didn't start it. They took full advantage of it. They took full advantage and ran with it.
So you probably know about bands that did it before I did. I didn't. And so then
They were a mainstream gateway band for that stuff. The new metal, the rap rock stuff. They were like, okay.
Then you have Kid Rock after that. You know what I mean? I'm not saying it's a good thing.
Same time, that was roughly the same time Kid Rock came out with, what was it, Devil Without a Cause?
Yeah.
It was roughly the same time. And they took what Korn did and made it a little bit more palatable, I want to say.
Yeah.
This is a conversation for a different type of podcast, which I could go on probably all night with, and Nate would just giggle in the background because he's thinking, what the hell have you done with your life? But anyway. We go from Nebraska ball to Limp Bizkit. I'm sure somebody could find a parallel in there that makes sense. But anyway.
Episode whatever, the Limp Bizkit podcast.
I think we're Limp at 22.
22, the Limp Bizkit episode.
There's got to be some type of hierarchy of podcasting where it's like, how many episodes does it take before you start talking about Limp Bizkit? Yes. And then it's not a jump the shark thing. It's kind of how much do they deteriorate past that? Anyway, moving on.
Hi, this is Scott Galloway, professor of marketing at NYU Stern School of Business and host of the Prop G Pod. If you don't know me, the New York Times calls me the Howard Stern of business. Gary Swisher, super friggin' insightful, and Elon Musk, an insufferable numbskull. I think we're going to make up. I think we're going to go somewhere and do ketamine together. Each week on my show, the Prop G Pod, we bring you insights from Blue Flame thinkers, including my nemesis, Adam Grant. Super smart guy. My nemesis because he's really good. Or one of our favorite journalists, Fareed Zakaria. Fareed's a total gangster. Not only that, we provide listeners with a markets-driven episode every Monday. We answer our listeners' questions about business, big tech, and career pivots every Wednesday and get to listen to the sweet sound of George Hahn reading our newsletter every Saturday. That's right. The Prop G Pod is in your feeds 4 times a week. I'm like AOL in the 90s. To resist is futile. Put your hand into a box of cereal. Is it a tasty, sugary snack? Nope. It's the dog.
As with most of these summer / early fall podcasts that we've been doing, we've got another top five. And I'm sure you've enjoyed pretty much all of them so far. We have. And as time gone on, I think we've done better at them. Tonight, we're going to go on one that I think everybody can kind of jump onto. Everybody has somewhat of a expertise of. And according to the internet, reading the articles that I've read over the past few years, can be quite decisive. And that is our top five fast food joints. Nate, you put in a good inquiry earlier. You know, does a place like Qdoba, Chipotle count? Yes.
For our sakes, I'm going to say yes.
It does. It's fast food. It's not traditional fast food, but in terms of the makeup of what it is most definitely fast food.
Yes. I would agree with that. I think there's like that you call it traditional. I would say the opposite of traditional would be, I would say almost high end fast food, maybe, or not high end, but like higher quality, maybe fast food.
Cause I have a couple on that list.
I had a lady once tell me that like, is it Noodles and Company?
Yeah.
But like that is high end fast food.
I rarely ever eat that place, but I mean,
it's been a long time since I've been, but that's kind of, you know, in your head, that kind of gives you an idea.
I mean, if you're comparing it to one of them on my list, then I think it is high end fast food.
Oh yeah.
But, yeah. I mean, it's kind of relative. So.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So without further ado, we're going to do top five. I am going to buck, our Coronation podcast, Grand Poobah, Greg Makochko wishes, and do a random top five. Are you going to do a 1 through 5, Nate?
Yeah, I'll do 1 through 5, whatever. that doesn't matter to me.
I don't care anymore. I'm done with this.
Yeah. No, I because I have my list in front of me, and I'm still not even sure what order I want to go in. So.
I'm looking at mine. I like all mine, but there's not a number one or number three in there. So.
They all sound really good right now.
I went first last week. It's your turn.
Okay. I'd say not particularly. how about this? This will be different. Not in any particular order. However, I am going to end with my favorite. Or my top two will be my favorites, I guess you could say. So
Anarchy.
I know, right? And so let's say number five-ish. It's a restaurant that's near and dear to my heart that I know people don't like, or that either, you know, people hate on it, and I totally get it. And they say it's not any good, and I totally get it, but I still really enjoy it, and I don't know why. And that's Taco Bell. So I don't know why I like it. I'm not entirely sure. Maybe it's because I just...
You eat it when you're sober?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Then you do like it. Okay. All right. All right.
Yeah, it's... I don't know. One bad thing... It's gotten a lot more expensive lately over the past couple of years. I remember first time I ever got a chicken quesadilla. It was, I don't know why I remember this, but it was $2.19. I'm like, this is great. And that was in high school. And now I think it's like $3.69 for the same thing. And I don't get it anymore because it's just not worth it, you know? But, I don't know.
It never was, but nonetheless.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Like I said, I'm not going to defend them. I just know it's in my list. You know, it's I don't know. I don't know really what else to say. I think when I go there, I just know, one, I'm probably gonna take a nap.
I'd like three gorditas.
Yeah, and that I'm
extra cheese sauce.
I am not gonna eat Taco Bell if I have to go back to work. I guess I would say, you know, or be in public. But,
if I have to use a public restroom, I'm not going to Taco Bell.
Yeah. And Taco Bell was one of my go-tos during Lent because they had, like, non-meat options. So, anyway, so that
yeah,
was...
Yeah, that's true. Cheese is not meat, so...
Yeah, know. Cheese. It had, like, cheese, beans...
Cheese and bread?
Yeah, essentially. So, yeah, that'll be my, I guess, my fifth-ish.
Nice. No, I'm not going to hate on it. I really never ate Taco Bell until college. Mainly after drinking. So that's all I'm gonna say on it. My first one that I shall pick is one that has been hated upon by, you know what, many a Coronationer. But I don't care. I like it. And that is Whataburger. The Texas chain. Now a lot of you Nebraskans are going, oh, Texas can't like. No, no, no. Whataburger makes a good burger. They have jalapenos, and they will let you put jalapenos on anything. They've got good breakfast. They've got good lunch. And you can make your meals however you want. And they're decent. It's a good fast food chain. It's good. I would love to see a Whataburger in Nebraska. So my first one is Whataburger.
Okay. What? Is that it?
Yeah, no, I mean, no, I'm simplistic in my, you know, I mean, okay. Somebody's like, I just like Whataburger. Is it the best out there? Probably not, but what they do well, and, you know, they've got a cool, you know, color scheme and logo, and it's kind of old school cheesy, but it's, and their burgers are good. Their fries are perfectly good, and again, jalapenos. You can throw them on anything. How many places can you go to and you can get jalapenos? You guys know from listening to past podcasts how much I like hot stuff. So there you go.
I'm looking at their website. I mean, the first one has a burger with tater tots or whatever you want to call them with an egg and then bacon.
Have you ever had Whataburger?
No, I've never had.
Check it out.
Well, it's kind of hard. Where's the closest
Fort Worth,
one?
If you ever fly, Fort Worth does not have it. I think, what's the other airport in Dallas, Texas area?
I don't know.
Whatever. Anyway, one of the airports down there has it. The other one doesn't. I think the other one's getting it.
So do you think airport food, like, do you think like a Chick-fil-A sandwich at an airport is the same as if you got Chick-fil-A, you know, like in the middle of the city?
Yeah, because I've had Steak Shack in an airport and also Steak Shack in an actual place, and it was.
I think it's in my
fast food. It was close enough.
I think it's in my head. I just assume it's not as good. So like, I see, you know, you see these restaurants. I'm like, oh, I should try that. I'm like, but this is not going to be the same. And it's just in my head. But anyways, never mind.
Yeah. What's your next one, man?
Okay. So I was kind of stuck between Chick-fil-A and then I kind of pushed them aside, but I'll go with Five Guys. Five Guys Burgers and Fries. I have eaten, the first time I ever ate at Five Guys, it was before I ever got to Nebraska. It was in Washington, D.C. A friend of mine.
Where's
actually
from? The original yes. one?
Yep. I am a friend of mine from Georgia. I went and stayed with him, and he said, hey, we have to go try this place, by the way. And so we went, and oh, it was good. It was really good.
10 years ago, Five Guys was worship there. I don't think it is so much anymore. Is it?
No, oh, I don't know. I don't know about it.
I don't think so. Yeah. Just talking to people, I haven't eaten at Five Guys in D.C. in probably over a decade. But I don't think it's like nearly held as high as it once was. And that's probably because it's grown so big. You know, when things get cool, you know, when things get popular, they become uncool. I got to feel that's what happened.
It was kind of like, yeah, I think I went to the original. It's kind of like a, it's not a shack, but it's kind of like a, an older building. Yeah. And it's like, cool. And the bag's just like greasy, you know, when you take it home and stuff. And, they still kind of, it's still, even, you know, because they're in Lincoln, they're in Omaha. And it's the bad part is that they're just, they're not very close to me as far as places I go in Lincoln and Omaha. And so I don't get it very often, but when I do, it's so good.
Yeah, no, it's a good place. It came close to making my list, but didn't.
So that's all I got on that one. Good. Your turn.
My next one is a Colorado-based one. Surprisingly, am I right? When I was in college out there at the University of Northern Colorado, they didn't have one in Greeley, but they had one in Fort Collins, and it is Good Times. Locally sourced beef. They've got a lot of great toppings. Fries are good. My favorite burger, actually, I'm not a huge proponent of guacamole, but my favorite burger they have has it on there. And they've got just the toppings are great. The beef's great. The bun's great. The fries are good enough. It's another just good fast food burger, better than your major national chains by far. And, you know, just probably because of, you know, eating it for so long, it's got a place in my heart. So my next one is Good Times, based out of Colorado. Have you ever had it?
No, I haven't. So that's kind of like your college fast food place then, right? Like
kind of. It wasn't a go-to because we didn't have one in Greeley. The go-to fast food in Greeley was like a Taco Bell or McDonald's, wherever, or this one local place that I can't remember the proper name, but we called it the Angry Taco because it had a taco with cowboy boots, cowboy hat, like a old school villain mustache and angry eyes. So we call it the Angry Taco.
Very good.
But
Bambino sauce.
Exactly.
Bambino sauce. I'm looking at it online right now.
They probably added stuff since I've been there. I haven't eaten there in probably 5+ years.
Okay.
But anytime I went to Colorado, if I had a chance, I would eat there. And it's
it looks like a Chipotle type of sauce, like a Chipotle mayonnaise or something. Looks good. Yeah.
No, it's good. And like I said, they, at least back in the day, they really went hard promotional wise on locally sourced stuff. So I thought that was cool. Good Times.
Is Amigos on your list?
It is not.
Okay,
it was on for a hot second and I took it off.
Okay, so then
we can talk.
It's not on my list, but I want to say this. What are you guys doing? Like they everything that tastes good, like the really good, the stuff that tastes really good, it's like either temporary or they get rid of. And it's just not the same. It's not what it used to be. I mean, everyone loved their, I don't want to go on a rant, but like their taquitos. And I used to go up once a week for their Southwest chicken quesadillas. And and they get rid of them. And I even like contacted them. Like, what are you guys doing? And like, oh, by the way, we have the Southwest chicken burrito. I'm like, no, that's not the same thing. It's like, and it's really expensive now. You know, anyways. Sorry.
No.
I'll move on.
No, Amigos is your next one, right?
No, it wasn't, but to me that's my college like fat, cuz you know, yours is, you were talking about Good Times and stuff in Colorado, and that's where you went to college, and that's what made me think of it.
That was your thing, is Amigos.
Yes. Oh, yeah. That was our college go-to. It was right. I mean, at Westland, it was right there. Like literally, like three or four blocks.
I like personally, I like their chicken soft shell tacos. It's something about the chicken, all of the sour cream they put on it, and the absurdly over powdered tortillas. You know what I'm talking about?
I've had their. I mean, I've always had the beef, but
it seems like they put extra flour on top of their. I don't know what it is, but it works. It's unique. It's in itself. I wouldn't expect anybody else to like them. It's like a Runza, but we're not going to talk about Runzas right now.
Nope. So I guess I'm up three.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with a Sub place. I eat at Subway the most. It's in Ashland, but that's not. That's just because that's where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
It's closest. But I'm going with Firehouse Subs. I don't know if it's just because I'm a volunteer firefighter or if, you know, because they try to, it seems like they try to do good things for the firefighters and for good causes. But I really like their sandwiches. There's nothing, I don't know if I would say there's nothing special about them. They don't try to go out of their wheelhouse. But it just seems like when you eat it, you're like, this is just good. It's just like you feel like it's just you're just eating good food. You know, it takes a while for them, you know, for them to make your sandwich, and that's okay. And if you're there with your kids, they have, you know, fireman hats, and they have, you know, hot sauces, by the way. Hot sauce all the way through, you know, at the end, they have, you know, probably 15, 20 different hot sauces. And so I eat there as much, you know, whenever I can, because I, you know, I like to support them, but that'd be my number three, I guess.
I'm not going to lie. I've only eaten there a couple times, but I was never terribly impressed. Well, especially for the, especially it was one of those things that's like, I wasn't impressed for the price.
Yeah.
You know, like I was never anti it, but yeah, just never.
So what's your go-to, what's your go-to sandwich? Like at a place you've never been to.
What's a go-to? Like a deli style?
Yeah.
I'll probably go turkey.
Well, that's your first problem. Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. You don't like turkey. You don't like turkey. Yeah, no, I enjoy a good turkey sandwich. If not, and here's the thing, and here's another problem. When it comes to deli style sandwiches, I enjoy a really, really good pastrami, and there's no such thing on a national chain.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah. But yeah, I go turkey. It's healthier. I mean, if I'm going to a sub place like that, I'm going to go for something probably healthier anyway. So.
Yeah, for me, it's like if the bread's good and I think that the food's just like the meat's good and all that, and then I always get wheat bread. I know people make the argument that now the wheat bread is not any healthier than white bread, but.
It's not, yeah. But I think a lot of wheat bread's actually, there's a lot more flavor to it.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Now, there are certain things you probably should go white bread on, like a grilled cheese.
Yes.
Like it just tastes better. You know what I mean? Like you don't want that. Sometimes with wheat bread, you don't want that overpowering flavor mixed in. Like it just, yeah, I don't know. But no, I see your point. I see your point.
Well, you're up.
All right, my next one.
Something I've eaten.
Oh, no, this is definitely something you've eaten. And I have two reasons behind why I like it. And it goes way back. And it's Wendy's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like Wendy's. Their burgers are, it's good enough. Their fries are good enough. But it goes back to its founder. Back when I was in high school, I took a business class. And every once in a while, our instructor would throw, okay, it's been a long time, but back in the day, History Channel had good, and they had this thing called Biography, and I think it was actually eventually offshooted to its own channel. Do you remember that, Nate?
Yeah, there's a Biography channel. Yep.
Yeah, and they did a biography on Dave Thomas, the founder, and we watched it, and the fact that this guy, I think he was adopted, moved around a lot. I think his father died early or mother died early. What was it? And anyway, at some point he ended up, I think, living with his grandmother or whatnot, raising him, and he went to work early, never finished high school, but got into restaurant work, got into KFC, got to know the Colonel Sanders, did a bunch of his chains, developed his own chain himself back in the 70s, Wendy's, named after his daughter, went back, got his GED. By the way, but also even farther back, I think he served in the Korean War.
Mm-hmm.
And he just, like, if you want to just, like, a bare bones basics rags to riches American story, you can't get more American than Dave Thomas. And all of things he supported, all the charities, the simplicity that he lived his life. I just remember watching that in high school, that biography, and it was like, I don't care if there's a better place to eat. I want to support this guy's vision. And ever since then, I don't always go to Wendy's, but, you know, I have no problem going to it, and I will pick it more often than not if I do go fast food. So, yeah, my next one is Wendy's, partially to the fact that I really admire its founder, but also because, I mean, you know, you're not going to eat at a place you don't care for, right?
I don't know. I don't really care for many places, but... You know, that's a good argument. I mean,
we can go into snobbery on another podcast, but nonetheless, you know, I mean, Wendy's has decent burgers, right?
Yes, they do. Yeah, I agree with that.
So, yeah, my next one is Wendy's.
I would say that I think Wendy's for us is, if we're all going to eat, you know, like I'm talking all of my kids and me, because sometimes we'll go to Wendy's and I won't eat, and I'll get something different somewhere else, or... But if we're, like, on the road, Wendy's is the best, like, for everyone. And plus, I really don't like chicken nuggets because, you know, I'm an adult. And,
and that's all kids eat.
Yeah, I know. But I will say, though, I remember we went to go look at Christmas lights in Omaha. I don't know why I remember this, but we, you know, we got dinner for the kids and we got chicken nuggets. I had never had their chicken nuggets before. But those are the best chicken nuggets I've ever had.
They're regular or spicy?
Oh, regular. And I'm
spicy's
comparing.
Spicy's even better.
My kids aren't going to eat that probably. But my oldest thinks pepperoni's spicy. So, but as far as, I mean, like McDonald's, ugh. I mean, those chicken nuggets. And, I mean, you go to Burger King.
I thought I was the only one who thought McDonald's chicken nuggets were disgusting.
No, yeah, they're like... I don't even want to go there, but I think Burger King, it's like $2 for like, was it 10 or 20 chicken nuggets? And you're like, okay, that can't be that good. I don't remember what it is, but yeah. So, no, I think they have great chicken nuggets. Their wraps are really good. My wife enjoys it, so that means a lot to me.
Their fries are good.
I'm not really a fry guy. Only fries.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
I'd have to be pretty hungry to eat fries, but
yeah.
Okay. So I guess actually that kind of rolls into my next one. So now I'm up to my top two. So number two, and this chain went away from me for a long time, and it's making a comeback. And I think it's because they've kind of rebranded themselves, and that's Arby's. As their slogan was, "We got the meat," or whatever. I think their focus on like, just like, hey. Like, by the way, people, this is meat. That's what we do, and this is meat. And I think, you know, I love their gyros, and that's usually my go-to because you get tomatoes and lettuce and onion, and they have some sauce and stuff. So, but they're the only ones where the fries are the ones I like that I will like order because
the curly
they're curly
fries. Yes. Yeah, those are good.
Yeah, and so that's my number two. It's pretty simple.
You know, I got in a conversation on Twitter not too long ago about Arby's chicken sandwich.
Never had it.
Supposedly, I've never either. In fact, I made fun of them. I'm like, are you sure you didn't just order uncooked beef? Because Arby's is known for beef. But supposedly the chicken sandwich theirs is good.
You know,
I don't know.
I get their buffalo chicken. They have the slider, and then they have just a sandwich. And I'm sure it's just like the regular chicken, and they just would probably dip it in buffalo sauce or whatever. And that's pretty good. But My dad has been to Arby's twice where they run out roast beef. I think they've moved away from their roast beef. And I think that's part of the rebranding thing where they're like,
it's probably people wanting less beef.
Yeah. And so they're just like, hey, here we go. And they're like doing barbecue stuff. And today I actually stopped at Arby's today. They're doing beer. I saw like a beer beef sandwich or something. I mean, they're being different than anything.
If Arby's
else.
Served a beef sandwich with a side of beer, I think I'd go there more.
Yeah. I probably would too. But I go there enough, so that's anyway. My number two.
Good. My next one is one I recently became acquainted with. It's good. It's I want to eat it more because I want to experience more of what they have. But it's East Coast based Steak Shack.
Never had it.
Good simple burgers. Good simple fries. Nothing special. They can make it special. It's just, you know, in terms of fast food. It's good. It's good quality. The ground beef's good. The cheese is good. The bun is really good. It's one of those places that kind of took everything, you know, because you, a lot of places, like maybe the toppings are good, but the beef is okay, or the beef's really good, but the bun is not that great. Steak Shack, as far at least the one time I've had it, no, two times, sorry, two times I've had it, has made it worthwhile. And I definitely want to eat there again. So my next one in my list is Steak Shack.
It's Steak Shack or it's Steak and Shake. 60 Minutes did an not an article, obviously, but a segment on that chain and how it's just like blown up. And it might be Steak Shack. I don't remember. But this, I have not had Steak Shack or is it Shake Shack? What's the place you said?
Shake Shack.
Yeah, okay.
Shake Shack.
Yeah, it's like lines out the door and yeah, so.
It's good. It's good. And I definitely want to go back. I want to experience it more. So, yeah.
Okay, my number one, and my wife will be, of course, she'll say, of course, because she thinks I eat there too much, but is Chipotle. And I'll say this about Qdoba, okay?
Am I talking to you, Nate McHugh, or am I talking to Aaron Sorensen?
I know, isn't that her pinned tweet? And that's pretty cool though.
Did she get like a year supply of it?
Oh, I don't know.
If you don't know Aaron, she's a writer, for
Hail Varsity.
She was with Land of 10 before then, and I think Hail Varsity starting or whatever. But really, really good. She does a great job covering the Huskers. But she's like a nut over it. And to the point to where she got like free Qdoba for a year, didn't she?
Yeah, Chipotle's on their
Chipotle,
Twitter.
Sorry. Yeah, I get them confused. I'm sorry. I'm going to get so much hate mail over this.
Yeah, I'm not like one guy that's like, oh my gosh, one's so much better than the other. I just know which one I like.
It's the same damn place. Anyway.
It is not. And this is actually what I was gonna say is my wife enjoys Qdoba as well. I mean, enjoys Qdoba. And she likes their nachos and stuff. I go there every time and I'm like, okay. I'm obviously not getting the right thing. You know, because I don't see why people like it. And still, I'm like, besides the nachos are really good, like chicken and the chips and all that. But I just don't get it. And that's fine. But I'm not going to, you know, but Chipotle, for whatever reason, I could eat that probably 5 days a week. But it's a good thing, but I live 30 minutes from a Chipotle. So, and I work two blocks from where I live, so I'm not going to be driving to the city very often.
No.
So that works out. But yeah, I actually got Chipotle tonight. So
there you go.
Yeah, and that's number one for me.
Nice. My final one, and you know what? In some aspects, could be my number one. and I'm probably going to get some groans out there, especially from Nebraskans in the Lincoln area. But you know what? I don't care. It's great. I love it. And there's one burrito I will take to the grave.
Oh.
And that is De Leon's.
You get some groans people, out of Lincoln?
Some people can't handle De Leon's. They've got stomachs that are of a newborn baby. I don't know. I don't know. I've never had a problem there, but De Leon's, it's this local fast food Mexican place based out of Lincoln. They've actually got one or two locations in Omaha. I've actually tried the Omaha location multiple times. It's great. But the burritos you order, they're not that expensive. They're like $4 or $5.99. They're huge. They're the size of a Husker lineman's forearm. And if you go there, go with the breakfast burrito. They'll make it for you at any time of the day. And I would recommend the Lincoln burrito. The Lincoln burrito. Like, not only am I going for a Lincoln-based place, but I'm going for the burrito that is named after the town itself. The Lincoln burrito at De Leon's. I could eat that every day. I'd probably fall asleep every day after I ate it because it's huge and it's delicious, but it's a breakfast burrito. It's got everything you'd want. It's... Yeah, De Leon's. Now I want De Leon's, and I probably won't have one for at least a long time. But yeah, no, De Leon's. Go to De Leon's.
So, and this is another age thing. If you ate, I'm sure you ate the original De Leon's.
Oh,
you know where that
the
is?
One I went to the most is on Westo.
Yes, that's the original.
Where the it's little like one. A, yeah.
Yeah, where it's like
you drive through.
Yeah, it's a drive through and it's it was like a not a shack, but I mean it's like,
De Leon's is probably the eighth fast food place in that building and it's probably been by far the most successful.
Oh, easily. And I mean they got, when I first started going there, that was the only one in Lincoln. And now I think there's probably like four or five.
There's quite a few. They tried one on like downtown O Street, and it didn't last. I mean, I think that was like a decade ago. It only lasted like a year or two for some reason. But no, it's I love De Leon's.
You know what? De Leon's never entered my mind. I think it's a good one. I will, however,
I have some ahead. Friends that can't hack it.
I think it's. I don't know. Maybe getting the wrong thing.
I don't know. Yeah, no, exactly. I don't know. Like, I love it. I love daily. I think, like, the tortillas they have are phenomenal. I think they're in-house made. They're gigantic. They're perfect for what they make. You know, I mean, they're really, they're flavorful. They're chewy. They hold everything. They're gigantic. They hold everything they put in there together. You never buy a De Leon's burrito and your burrito is going to fall apart ever.
That's a great. That's true. Yes.
And the filling they put in, the meat is good. The filling is great. It's just if you like burritos, it's a great burrito place. So yeah, De Leon's.
So I'm gonna give a shout out to another restaurant because I think this is in Omaha. It's called Lena's Mexican Restaurant, and I would, part of me wonders, and maybe it's not fair to them. But if like someone in the original De Leon's family, whoever the name of the family that started it, like if someone's like, I'm gonna go start my own restaurant, my own version, because there's one, it's called Lena's, like I said, on 144th and Q-ish in Omaha. I used to live essentially, it's in Millard, essentially across the street from it. It is like the same. It's the same like big burritos.
What's great. The address? Roughly.
2201 North 90th. Actually, I had to bring up my computer just to remind myself as you were talking. So, yeah, it's 2201 North 9. Oh, that's not right because that's not 144th. It's the other one then.
Hey, it popped up. I just looked it up. It's right next to a Little Caesars.
Well, that one maybe is the one I've been to is, 5832 South 144th. So That's the one I've been. It reminds me. I mean, it's like De Leon's, but a little different. I mean, it's like the same type of deal.
That's not far from my in-laws. I could go there.
Dude, check it out. They have, my wife loves their breakfast burritos. Sausage breakfast burrito, so good.
Nice.
And you swear they're making like the eggs. It's not like fake eggs, because it takes, even there's
that's
no
been
one
sitting there for 3 hours or whatever.
Yeah, and you're sitting there and you like watch them like cooking on the that's legit. That sounds really good.
I gotta make that happen. Thank you for recommending.
Well, you know, let us all know what you think. So I think that's everything.
Wait, no. It's right next to that Hy-Vee, isn't it?
Yes.
I've eaten there.
Oh, that's a lame.
It's not as good as De Leon's.
It's
good. It's good. Okay. It's good. I've eaten there multiple times. I it's been a while. Yeah, it's that Stony Brook area, right?
Yes. Yep.
Yep, it's good. It's not De Leon's.
It's the same thing. Am I?
No. Oh, no. It's close. Kinda.
Well, that's okay if you don't have a De Leon's and you're a.
If you don't have a De Leon's, Lena's is perfect.
Yes.
No, I agree.
I won't argue with that.
Yeah. No. It's different, and I noticed that right away.
Yep.
Yeah. No, Lena's is good. Go to Lena's. That's another good place. We should have just done it off of we should do favorite Mexican and out in Nebraska. We could probably do a top five.
A Mexican restaurants in Nebraska?
Yeah. No, I know some ones in Western Nebraska that are phenomenal.
Yeah, I think you might know a lot more because I think everyone's gonna know the ones around here. I'd have to think about it.
Omaha area's got some really great Mexican. Let's see if you go into South Owen and stuff. Oh, there's some great places.
Oh, there. I know exactly one I would pick. Yep. Then I say South Owen. Yeah.
Which one?
Oh, come on. Oh, shoot.
Put you on
it's
the spot.
A VFW. They actually had taco, like dollar tacos. They're like the tacos you fry. Mm-hmm. And we would drive like 45 minutes to get there. Like friends from Lincoln would meet us like halfway, and we would get in a car and we'd drive.
You know, there are people who know what we're talking about going, oh, I got three places in my head that he just described.
Tell us. Message us, because there's other places like
mine
that.
Mine is the VFW part, but yeah.
Yeah. It's like on the tip of my tongue. I'll try to remember for maybe next time if we end up doing that.
Nebraska's got a lot of good Mexican places. They really do.
Well, keep bringing them. Mexican food's good.
It's wonderful is what it is. Anyway, so there's our top five fast food. We hope you all enjoyed. Is there anything else you want to talk about? We're pushing an hour, man.
You know what? Snoop Dogg made us.
No, dude. Snoop Dogg, I don't think we hit 20 minutes.
He made us talk about Limp Bizkit.
I think we've been talking about food for 40.
That's all right.
That's okay. Basketball season's around the corner. Please stay with us.
Yeah, we just need to get there. Please.
Listen to the other Coronation podcast, Five Heart, where having half a heart is all you need.
And remember, we have a Twitter account.
Yeah, Bangs and Dags.
Bangs and Dags, which is on our article. You can check out and
which follow Nate us if better, you want. Nate keeps a better eye on than I do. And then, of course, we have our main boss, Grand Poobah, John Johnston's podcast, which is actually really good. He's got some of the best interviews out there. He gets guys that are really good, and it's called what again?
The John's Post-Life Crisis.
John's Post-Life Crisis. It's getting late, man. I apologize. Oh. John, I apologize. No, I don't apologize, John. You deserve this.
Hey, we had great internet today.
We did. This is our first podcast where we had no problems. Watch, we're going to screw something up, or I'm going to screw something up transferring this over to Greg. But anyway, thanks, folks, for listening.
All right, bye.